please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about something happened. Well, let's go. Yeah, today has been a crazy day. Today we were supposed to have that King Day or whatever bullshit in the protest. Yeah, I thought I was gonna get fucked over with that. But no, nothing happened. Yeah, there was a bunch of douchebags right there honking, you know, down with Trump and all that BS. Yeah, Trump sucks. He sucks ass. Don't get me wrong. He's a huge disappointment. Yeah, he sucks at life, and it is what it is. And I don't know what we're going to do about it, but probably nothing. We're probably going to suck his dick like he's sucking someone else's dick, right? Gooey! You know what? I'm glad that everything's going tits up for these fucking retards. For fucking countless generations, they've been fucking us in the ass. And with no lube. Yeah, they just grabbed their cock, filled it in half, and boing! And no more, huh? Yeah, these people are so fucking stupid. Just like how this D-Lee says, it's funny that liberals can differentiate between 85 genders but can't tell the difference between legal and illegal immigrants. Yes, people are fucking stupid. I guess that's how they met us, right? Fucking whatever. Moving on. Here's some gay porn. Enjoy. I know I will. You should have just ended the wars, man. That's all we wanted you to do, but you couldn't do that. Well, did that bullet actually took a piece of your brain away, or what the fuck, dude? Yeah, do you know that over here in Iran? Incidentally, Iran means the land of the Aryans. It's supposed to be the land of the white people, so wrap your mind around that. Well, anywho, yeah, they're thinking of closing this place. So about 20% of the oil passes through this little hole right here. So what? So I guess about at least 20% of our oil's gonna go up? So, yeah, Trump, what do you think about that? And guess what? We have no factories here and no refineries or anything like that, so yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Just saying. Oh yeah, incidentally, there's a fire at an oil refinery in Texas. I don't know if it's deliberate or an accident and whatnot. Yeah, let me show you the clip. Hold on a sec. Yeah, look at this. Our country's fucked and we're worried about Israel shit? No, I think Donald Trump needs to not help them whatsoever, because if we do, shit like this could happen times a thousand. Yeah, we're kind of gonna deserve it, because we did bad. Just saying. Yeah, you see all this bullshit happening around, and also the stuff that happened in January 6th? Yeah, that was some stupid shit on that too. But what can we do? Yeah, as little minions, we just serves, we just get fucked. But nobody cares, right? Because we're just minions. Yeah, they treated the January 6th people like shit, but Trump doesn't do that, does he? Yeah, this is how they treated all those people that went into the Capitol building, and it's retarded. And is Donald Trump doing this? I don't know, maybe he should. You know, quid pro quo? Favor for a favor? Dick is what I gave her? Well, let's watch.
We're really patrolling the whole property looking for the suspect. Yet to find that suspect. And again, the FBI is asking that if you know anything about the location of Gregory Yetman, please call the FBI field office in Newark at 973.
It's funny how the United States treats people like this, but then the shit over in Israel, they're saying that they're greatest allies. Really? Okay. Sorry, friends, if you thought Donald Trump was going to be this great white savior. Nope, he just turned out to be a shart. Yeah, in case you don't know what a shart is when you fart and it comes out saggy. That's what Donald Trump is. A big orange stain in your underwear. Just saying.
3-792-3000 and live in Middlesex County, Tom's Wire, Chapter 4. Adam, back to you.
Okay, we see that tactical team armed there going in to search a shed in Middlesex County.
Yeah, didn't they also lock up like old people too, like your grandma and like stuff like that? Fun times indeed. Oh man, we're fucked, aren't we? Well, oh well, at least we could point and laugh. Yes, let's make fun, why not? Everything's getting all fucked, why not? Let's laugh. Yeah, there's people already partying about the thing that's happening to Israel, and here's Benjamin Netanyahu sucking Donald Trump's cock. Let's watch.
I want to start by wishing a double happy birthday. First, happy birthday to you, President Donald J. Trump. You've been an extraordinary leader. Decisive, courageous, clear vision.
What the fuck are you talking about, fucking Operation Dumbledrop? Yep, fucking Orange Man, he's none of that. Nope, this guy's just a big disappointment. Instead of being our hero and savior and stopping the wars like he was supposed to, he's just right there licking the semen off your penis. Yes, I guess he could suck some big old balls. Yeah, he could suck your cock real good. Does he cup your balls? I don't know, man. He must be. That's the only clear action that he's taking. Just saying.
Clear action. You have done great things for Israel. You've been an extraordinary friend to the Jewish state. And to me personally, we've known each other for many years.
I thought that dude was supposed to be the president of the United States, not the prostitute of Israel, but I guess you say otherwise. I understand. Whatever.
What you're doing now, helping protect Israeli lives against the criminal regime.
Yeah, sorry, Benjamin Button. I know you think that what you guys did is justified, but you guys are the ones that attacked them first. I know you say that these people have nukes, they're gonna build nukes, they're gonna do this, that, and the other, but they're allowed to have nuclear material. They're using it to make power. Yeah, 60%, that's allowed. But no, you wanted to do something stupid. And you attacked them, and now they got one of your lovely ladies. Yeah. I know if I was an Iranian and I had her in my clutches, I don't know, man. She is pretty. I guess I'll put in the forced breeding program. Just saying. But I'm not Iranian, so I don't know. Whatever they do, hopefully they're humane about it. Yeah, but who knows? I'm not them.
Ron, I want to wish also a 250th happy birthday to the American Army.
Hey, all you guys that joined the military recently, you know that you're gonna be cannon fodder for these guys, right? Enjoy. I'm telling you right now, I'm not gonna do nothing against the regime or none of that shit, but I'm also not gonna fight for them. If you wanna do that, that's on you. I suggest you don't. Do you really wanna fight for people that don't do shit for you? All they do is just fuck you over? Nah, I think I'm good. So, whatever.
The men and women of the armed services of the United States have protected freedom for 2.5 centuries.
Whose freedom are you talking about? Like these dumbass fucking tourists in Italy? They sit in this fucking chair and break it? Yeah, it's supposed to be art, but in my opinion, it's fucking shit. But whatever. Enjoy. Yeah, and incidentally, these guys are pieces of shit. Instead of staying there and facing the music, they take off like the little cowards that they are. Oh, fuck off, worms. Yeah, I don't really speak Italian, but it's some Italian bullshit gibberish, so whatever, right? But yeah, these guys are pieces of shit, so enjoy.
We would not have a free world without you. Thank you on behalf of free peoples everywhere.
Yes, I'm sure that Donald Trump is one of the super friends. I'm glad you have friends. Sharing is caring. Yay.
Today, Israel is defending freedom in the Middle East and beyond.
Oh, sure, sure. You're a bastion of freedom. Uh-huh. Just like how the Matisse is something that's a religious deity and it's really useful, huh? Mm-hmm. If you don't know what that is, that's when a rabbi does a circumcision and then he sucks the baby off to stop the blood or something. Oh, yeah, and sometimes these little kids get the herpes. Look it up if you don't believe me. Just saying.
We're doing so against a tyrannical and radical Iranian regime that wants to build atomic bombs to destroy us?
Yes, friend. You're like a broken record saying the same shit over and over again. Are you okay? Huh? What's wrong with your attention span? Do you need a hug? I don't know. There. I'm sorry. Poor baby.
It wants to build ballistic missiles, including intercontinental ballistic missile, to be able to threaten anyone and everywhere in the world.
You mean these things? Well, they already got them, so too late.
By defending ourselves, we're also defending others.
Oh yeah, defend yourself against this thing. Lo and behold, my young Padawans, this is what they have. Enjoy!
We're defending our Arab neighbors, our Arab friends in peace. We're defending Europe. We're defending, we're helping defend all.
Who's that Pokemon? It's.
I'm gonna be a dad.
Also, the United States, which helps us all the time in our defense. This is an important mission.
Oh yes, thank you for protecting my virgin Azor from the evil regime that is Debo. Thank you. How can I live without you?
Right now, the Iranian regime is bombing our civilian neighborhoods while we are...
Sure, buddy, you're protecting yourself, right? You're innocent.
Targeting the terrorists. Now, this is not new. They've tried to assassinate President Trump twice. They bombed American embassies. They killed 241 Marines in Beirut. They killed and injured thousands of Americans with their IEDs in Iraq and Afghanistan.
You know, all that shit happens because you guys keep on fucking with these people and they're getting tired of it. I think your eyes could see this now. And if you don't notice what the hell's going on, then you guys are retarded. Just saying.
They burn the American flag. They chant endlessly, death to America. Our enemy is your enemy. And by...
In case you didn't know, China condemned Israel for attacking over there in Iran. And, in case you didn't know, Chinese people own a lot of our farmland ourselves. So, if we mess with these guys, you never know. You never know. Right? Just saying.
Doing what we're doing, we're dealing with something that will threaten all of us, sooner or later. Our victory will be your victory.
Yeah, and your folly is gonna become America's folly, just because we're your little slave. Yeah, these people are stupid. We should get rid of these people and these places. Yeah, life is crazy. Just take care of yourself and all the people that you care about. And fuck all everybody around you. Yeah, because most of these people are going to be there to fuck you over. Just don't let them. When shit happens, act accordingly. Just saying. Oh yeah, and this goes without saying. Don't get in trouble. Don't go to protest. Don't go shooting anybody. Don't do nothing like that. Don't even jaywalk. Yeah, keep your nose clean and just stack up your money and make it and work out. Yeah, because you need a strong body. I need my body a little bit. Yeah, I'm like nice and thin, but I want to build some more muscle. I need to get about at least 20, a good 20, 30 pounds. But with this shit going around the corner, I doubt I have the time for it, but fuck it. What happens, happens.
How do we intend to achieve that victory? Well, we've already done great things. We've taken out their senior military leadership. We've taken out their senior technologists who are leading the race to build atomic weapons that would threaten us, but not only us. We've done all that and many other things. But we are also aware of the fact that there's more to be done. So we're preparing. We paved the way to Tehran and our...
Sorry, guy, you overplayed your hand. Just give up. Stop it. You better beg for forgiveness, and you better hope they're merciful. Because you, I don't think you deserve mercy. Yeah, the stuff that you've been doing with the genociding the people over there and the Gaza thingy, yeah, it's not good. But, you know, I'm not nobody important. I'm just a loser on the internet. Just saying.
Pilots over the skies of Tehran will deal blows to the Ayatollah regime that they cannot even imagine. And I can tell you this. We have indications that senior leaders in Iran are already packing their bags. They sense what's coming. I'll tell you what would have come if we hadn't acted. We had information that this unscrupulous regime was planning to give the nuclear weapons that they would develop to their terrorist proxies. That's nuclear terrorism on steroids.
Just because you say so doesn't make it true, you know.
That would threaten the entire world. This is what Israel is doing. With the support, the clear support of the President of the United States, Donald Trump.
Man, this is some bullshit. You don't have the American people on your back. Donald Trump, yes. But us? No. At least not me.
And the American people, and many others in the world. So with God's help, and with the goodwill and resolution of all free societies, we shall win.
Yeah, whatever, Mumra. You're not gonna win, so you better give up. Just saying. Well, I'll see you guys tomorrow, or whenever, if we're still alive. So you guys take care of yourself and each other. Goodbye.
Viva Mexico!
Okay, buddy, back to Mexico you go then.
No! Please don't make me go back to Mexico.
I thought you loved Mexico.